My message, I want to talk especially to the women. Of course, I would not dream of talking to the men, you know. So I would like to talk to the women and the youth, the children that are saved. And what I'd like to talk about today is, you know, we have a lot of responsibilities. Even in this world, there's so many responsibilities. I know you all know all about them, right? Those of you that are wives and mothers, a lot of responsibilities. You students, you know, there's a homework, there's a studying, there's just so many responsibilities that go along with it, right? Employees, responsibilities. But you know, if we don't have commitments, if we don't make these responsibilities commitments, you know, we can be really ineffectual and inconsistent and very mediocre in whatever it is that we're doing. We as Christians have even more areas, even more responsibilities that we need commitments. We need to have this real firmness, you know, the resolve that I will do this, or I need to do this, or the Lord wants this from me. This is what commitments are, according to me. This is what I want to talk about today. Some principal commitments for Christians. We have commitments to the Lord. In Colossians 3, verse 17 and 23, look at what it says. It says, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
Amen.
And whatsoever you do, ye do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. One of the commitments we have to the Lord is serve him heartily. This is what he wants from us. Not this lazy, laissez-faire or... I can't even talk Spanish or English. Why I try French, I don't know. But anyway, it's that this attitude of, well, I'm doing it, you know, however it turns out. That's not pleasing to the Lord. He wants us to do it heartily.
Amen.
As unto him. And ladies with your husbands, thank goodness I don't have one to worry about. But but if when you do all your duties as a wife, you know, and all your responsibilities, if you do it heartily as unto the Lord, it doesn't matter how your husband responds to it.
Amen.
I know that's real easy for me to say because I don't have to tolerate it, you know. But, you know, even with the brethren, you know, working with them or under them or however you want to say it, it really doesn't matter how they respond. You know, if I'm doing it heartily as unto the Lord,
amen,
that's what counts.
Amen.
And that's what we need to remember all the time. It's what we're doing for the Lord heartily. And that's one of our commitments that we have to the Lord. You know, serve him heartily. Another one is serve him faithfully. In 1 Corinthians 4:2, it says... Okay, 4:2, it says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. So we need to serve him faithfully because we are stewards. We're stewards of the ministry that he gives us, you know, of our time, of our family, of our, well, whatever it is that we're working in. We are stewards, and so we need to be serving him faithfully. That's another commitment. You know, I will do it, I will do it, I will do it, and I'll do it heartily. You know, and he looks a lot at our attitude, I believe. And so our commitments are seen by him. Okay? Another aspect of this commitment to the Lord is our walk. Just generally our walk. In Ephesians 4:1, it says, walk worthy of the vocation. You know, let's look at that. Ephesians 4:1. Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord beseech ye that you walk worthy of the vocation whereof you are called. Mothers, wives, missionaries, door knockers, track pastors, students, you know, we need to walk worthy.
Amen.
of the vocation, whereas we're called. And we're called as Christians. We're called as soldiers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to walk worthily. Another area in which we have commitments, not only to the Lord, also to ourselves. We need to make commitments to ourselves. One is that we not deceive ourselves. In James 1:22, it says not to deceive ourselves. Be doers of the word. Let's look at it. I'll misquote it, I'm sure. It says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So the commitment has to be that I'm not going to deceive myself. You know, when I know what the word tells me to do, then I want to be a doer of it and not only a hearer of it, so as not to deceive myself. Another commitment to myself is to finish this course with joy.
Amen.
I need to finish this course. You know, once I received the Lord Jesus as my Savior, I started a race. I started this Christian race, and you know, we're all in that race.
Amen.
And there's a prize for every one of us if we get to the end. But we need to get to the end with joy, and we need to get to the end. There's so many that fall out, you know, or that stop serving, or that don't have any joy. What kind of prizes are we going to get there? You know, what kind of finish are we going to have? We need to finish our course with joy. That's in Acts 20:24. Paul was real concerned about that, and that was his desire. And you know, that's my desire too. I hope it's your desire to have that commitment. You know, that I'm going to finish this course and I'm going to finish it with joy.
Amen.
And then the last one, as far as commitments to myself or to ourselves, is to receive rewards. You know, I don't want to just finish. You know, okay, I got here. You know, no, I want when the Lord is looking at my works, I want some of them to be gold and silver. You know, that things that I'm not going to burn, so that I will receive a reward. And that is a commitment that I want for myself, is that I want to receive rewards. And I hope that every one of you want to receive rewards. Youth, you know, just because you're youth, it doesn't mean that you're going to have all your life to make your decisions for the Lord. You may leave this world tomorrow, you know. We hope not, of course. But if the Lord comes back, we're all going to be judged. And we're going to receive rewards or we're going to lose rewards. We're saved, praise the Lord. But what about these rewards? Do you have a commitment that you want to win these rewards? Let's have that commitment. Another aspect of commitments as Christians, we have commitments to others, you know, others, the saved, you brother and sister and child, I have a commitment to you, you know. We need to be kind and forgiving one another. Ephesians, that's what Ephesians 4:32 tells us, right? And also in Romans 12:10 says that we prefer one another. That's a commitment that I need to have to you all, that you all need to have to one another, that we prefer one another. Another is that we provoke one another to good works.
Amen.
That's what Hebrews 10:24 says. And so, yes, it's true that each one needs their own convictions. Each one needs their own desire to serve the Lord, but one of our commitments should be to provoke others also to good works, you know, and that is a commitment that I feel has been laid upon me, or that I have accepted. I don't know how you look at it, but in my ministry too, I feel like one of my major responsibilities now is the saved children, our youth, our women. That I try to provoke them to get started in the service, you know, to provoke them into good works, so that they also can have rewards later, that they also can be serving the Lord with joy. And so we need to provoke one another to good works. Edification. You know, every one of our gifts, the reason why they're given to us is to edify one another. And in Romans 15, let's look at that. One and two, it says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. And I know that I'm in the Lord now 19 years, and I was one of those Christians that that John was talking about, you know, the high maintenance ones. You know, a lot of people had to put in a lot of work to keep me on the road, to keep me in the saddle. And those first 10 years, they were tough. They were tough. And you know what? I really praise the Lord that somebody cared enough to keep to be edifying me, to be helping me, to be maintaining my stability, because I was not stable. You know, I was not stable emotionally. I was depressed a whole lot. And so now I waste my time on helping others.
Amen.
That it's difficult to hang in there. It's difficult to serve. It's difficult. I feel like it's not a waste of time. I feel like somebody did it for me years and years. Now, why, after 2 or 3 studies and they're not responding, why should I give up? You know? So I have this commitment to others, and I feel like it's a commitment that we all should have to edify one another. And how do we do that? Well, you know, Colossians tells us that we should be edifying one another in the open meetings. That's one of the blessings that we have, having open meetings here, that we have that opportunity right here in the congregation. Look at what 3:15-16 says. Colossians 3:15-16. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. That the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. To me, that's a blessing. To me, I pray I never, never, never have to be without the open meetings. And I want to take advantage of those. I have a commitment to the other brethren, the other sisters, to encourage them to be standing up too, to be encouraging them to be sharing and helping one another with the word, with the songs, spiritual songs. And it's a commitment to others, the saved brethren. But also we have a commitment to the unsaved. And of course this is what our conference is about, right? It's about this commitment to the unsaved. We have many, many dying and going to hell, and they need to hear. And we need to tell. How will they hear if we don't tell? How will they believe if they don't hear? And so it's our commitment. We need to have a commitment to the ministry of reconciliation, you know, to God. And I forgot to write the verse. But anyway, we have the ministry of reconciliation, and we're supposed to go and tell. We're supposed to, John 3:16 says that those that believe will not perish but have everlasting life. But you know what? In order to believe, they have to hear.
Amen.
In order to hear, we have to tell.
Amen.
And that's how they will have life, eternal life. And that's the only way that they'll have eternal life, is hearing and believing. And so our job to the unsaved is to have that commitment for their souls, to tell them. And sometimes it's inconvenient for us. It has to be. But how much is it worth if it's so easy? You know? It has to be a commitment that we will tell them. We will. And it doesn't really matter if they get mad, you know? Or if they don't talk to us, or if they think we're crazy. You know, really does it matter what they think? A whole lot. We need to worry about what the Lord thinks. And so our commitment has to be to the Lord, to one another, to ourselves, and to the lost. So you see, sisters and youth and children, you see how it's very important that we make commitments. It's very important that we're more than the world. The world has all their responsibilities, and we in the world, we have all those same responsibilities as them, and all those same commitments. Even in the world, if you're not committed to being a good mother, well, you can see how some of the children turn out, right? And so if you're not committed to that, you're ineffectual. You know, you're mediocre. But being a Christian mother, that's even more responsibility. That's even more, as a soldier of Jesus Christ, we need to make commitments. Commitments to the Lord, commitments to ourselves, commitments to the saved and to the unsaved. Without commitments, we will be mediocre, ineffective, and inconsistent. Let's make some commitments.
Amen.